your brotherhood. If you have perfect knowledge, then you have no greed. Always examine yourself that you do not let yourself be in error. last week, I remember that the subject of my talk was how to get rid of the greed. In order to get rid of greed, I said you have to tune the radio of your life force. In a Shodoka, written by Yoga Zen Master, I said mostly the same meaning. As I said, in order to get rid of greed, you have to anyway tune in the radio of your life force. The Yoga Zen Master says, Shravaka and Pratika Buddha may make every effort to study earnestly, but they lack the way-seeking mind. Non-Buddhists may be very clever, but they lack prajna paramita. I think there are two problems. One is how to make every effort. In other words, what is the way-seeking mind? The other one is what is prajna paramita? What is wisdom? I think Shravaka and Pratika Buddha may make every effort to study earnestly, but they lack the way-seeking mind. I think this is very important point. If you want to understand your own effort, whatever you do, Shravaka and Pratika Buddhas, anyway, the students who are interested in Buddhism through the practice of listening or practice heart by himself are called Pratika Buddha or Shravaka Buddha. Anyway, they make every effort. They practice very hard rather than you. They practice very harder than you. But this, the harder practice of their own is done for the sake of attaining enlightenment for who? For themselves, for themselves. Anyway, they practice hard to get the enlightenment for themselves, for the sake of themselves. So the Yoka Daishi says, the master says, Shurabaka and Pratika students may make every effort to practice, to study earnestly, but they lack the way-seeking mind. The way-seeking mind is a very important mind, very important state of mind, which the human being are interested in the truth, are seeking the truth. The way-seeking mind, which is called in Japanese Doshin, Do means Tao, Shin means mind. Plainly speaking, the Doshin is, as the Buddha says, how to examine yourself, that you do not let yourself be in error. Doshin means how to tune in the radio of your life force. Universe, if I am happy, if I feel happy, and at the same time you must be happy. As long as you exist around me, not around me, even though wherever you may exist, as long as you exist in this world, all sentient beings must be happy. From this point, our practice is not to gain enlightenment for the sake of themselves, ourselves. The self. We have to practice for the sake of saving all sentient beings. This is very important. As you know, recently, Roshi gave resignment to Sokoji organization. And then you are very happy to hear that, to hear the Roshi's resignment, because he will be concentrated on taking care of Zen Center alone. That's all. Then at the same time, I gave a resignment too to the Sokoji Temple. Then I was very happy to hear that the Zen Center was willing, welcome to accept me. So I'm very happy. I have to appreciate for the Zen Center. But on the other hand, I was wondering, which way I should go, this way or that way, because I knew already too much directions, which would be possible to go, this way and this way, this way, because I thought in my mind, I am Zen priest, what I am Zen priest is very strong powers, because it, at the present at least, because the American people are very interesting. Many American people are very interesting in the Zen Buddhism. So wherever I may go, I thought I might live. I might support myself. On the other hand, I knew too much the troubles which happened around the Japanese organization. So that was a big headache for me, you know. So at the time when I gave a resignment to the Japanese organization, at that time I was free, you know, I was free. But Denzera said to me, "We are welcome to you." So, but even though still I was still free, you know, until I made up my mind to stay Zen Center with you. So actually, to tell the truth, I wanted to go away to any place. It was my mind. So my mind was already in the east, in the middle of the United States. I don't know where. I don't know where. Anyway, my mind was wandering over here and there. I asked myself, where should go? Should you go? You know. But I had no plans, no ideas. Because American, the United States is too big for me. So I couldn't find the appropriate place to live in. You know. So I asked myself where should you go? Again and again, but no answer. You know, even though I was being concentrated on the appropriate place to live in for me, my thinking at that time was not the proper situation, you know, proper situation, because I was thinking of something from my viewpoint, because I knew too much problem which happened the Japanese peoples, and between the American people and the Japanese people. So to tell the truth, I wanted to get rid of these problems between the American and Japanese. But this idea was completely, you know, made for the sake of myself, not for yourself, not for all students of Zen Center. So then, if I didn't have any idea to live in, to escape from the Zen Center, from the Sokoji, where should I stay? Where should I stay here? Now, where should I stay? So I couldn't help. Considering about the standpoint of Roshi, and about some situation of Zen Center and Tassajara. Anyway, I have to look around, you know, all around me, you know, around the Zen Center, around the Roshis, around the Yoshimura Sensei, around the Tassajaras. If I look around all circumstances all over the world, including Zen Center, including the students of Zen Center, couldn't escape sensation. Because there was no doors to get out. Then, oh, I have to stay here. I tried to go, get out from the other certain doors. Yes, I had to go there. But I hit my forehead, Ouch. Then I turned around and I looked for the other doors. Yes, this is my doors to get out. But I hit again. Same things happened around me, hitting my head. So there was no doors to get out. Because I have to consider all of you. I have to consider the Roshi. I have to consider the Yoshimura Sensei. I have to consider the future direction of the Zen Center. Future directions of Roshi's, future direction myself. Future directions of yourself. All students of Zen Center. So to this extent, there was no door. I noticed that there was no door to get out. Then I made up my mind to stay with all students of Zen Center. Anyway, I have been happy to study, to practice Zen Buddhism with you. Not only at the present, but also the future, for the future direction of my own, of your own. So, of course, as long as life endures in this world, there are many troubles around you, around your life. But even though, however you try to escape from the troubles, such an effort is not appropriate state of mind in order to study Buddhism, in order to study the truth of human being. Because if you want to get rid of the troubles, not only you, but also the other people want to get rid of any troubles. From this point, our effort should be made for the sake of saving yourself, saving for all sentient beings, all living beings. Then this is the way-seeking mind. The way-seeking mind is that I and the all living beings, all sentient beings, must be happy. This is Doshin. This is the way-seeking mind. Then Shravaka and Parika Buddha may make every effort to practice, to study honesty, but they lack the way-seeking mind. whatever you think, whatever you have any idea is not proper situation of your mind. In order to study and practice the truth of human being, universe Buddhism. Because, for example, The Dogen then says, the wearing long hairs, the person, those who wear the long hair and long nail, looks like animals. That's terrible. Looks like animals. Now looks like they are animals. They are kind of animals. Then I think my hair will create too many troubles because my hairs are kind of delusions. So I have to shave. In spite of shaving the hair, there was someone who picked up the hairs, like this, in spite of shaving hairs. And there was someone who thinks. Clothes, the many delusions. Many delusions are attributed to the many delusions comes from the clothes, you know. Then so they think, I have to keep the kind of principle of nudism. You know, you will find many people who are interested in nudism, a principle of nudism. Nudism. That's very interesting, you know. My curiosity, I'm very interested in nudism. You know, if you see something through the microscope, you know, if you see a piece of leaves, you know, through the microscope, you know, then you will find many cells, you know, on it. Then you think, oh, these cells are same as human beings, humans' bodies, you know. You know, it is not the same, but the moment when you see the piece of leaves through the microscope, you know, you will find many cells. Then you think it looks like a same as human body cell. Sense of cells that human body possess. But leaves, a piece of leaves is completely different from the human body, you know. But you think, oh, this is same. This is same. It's not same. If you think so, a piece of leaves is should be same as a fish. So fish and leaves, a piece of leaves are same, because I think they may have the same cells in his body. But in other hand, to the contrary, the fish is swimming in the water. The leaves exist in the branch. They are completely different between two. But our mind, our idea, our intellectual faculty thinks, oh, this is safe. The moment when you see a piece of leaves through the microscope and find many same cells as human bodies. So, you know, whatever you think of something, is not proper state of mind in order to seek for the truth. That's why from this point we have to get rid of your own idea, and we have to consider how to become happy with all sentient beings, not only you. That's why the Yogadashi says Sravaka and Pratika Buddha may make every effort to practice and study earnestly, but they lack the mind, the way-seeking mind. The way-seeking mind is how to become happy, how to become happy with all sentient beings. Then next non-Buddhist may be very clever, but they lack prajna. Non-Buddhist is called in Japanese gedo. Gedo. Ged means outside. Outside. Do means tao. Tao. I think according to the Buddha's eyes, this world consists of the limitlessness. But for those who haven't a proper way of thinking, made a mistake to see something. Because it is not so easy to find this world, human being, based on the limitlessness, infinity, eternity. Then they try to limit the world, even though that it was based on limitlessness, infinity. According to Buddhism, everything is changeable. From this point, we have to see something based on the principle of change. I think if you practice Zazen, the more you practice hard, the more you have some doubt why you have to practice Zazen. Because practice Zazen doesn't tell anything at all to you how wonderful Zazen is. Then you think Zazen is waste time. This, in a sense, it is truth. It is pretty good ideas. Zazen is waste time. But if you think Zazen is waste time, it means your life waste time. Because at least during sitting meditation, as long as you practice Zazen, you have to keep your life within the domain of the practice Zazen. If you think practice Zazen during practice Zazen, and think, you think, or Zazen is waste time. What Zazen is waste time means your life is waste time. Waste time. So Dogen then says, you have to practice, you have to sit in the domain of Buddha's eyes, Buddha's head, Buddha's eyes. You have to settle yourself on the self, based on the word of Buddha's eyes. Buddha's So Dogen then says, you have to practice, you have to sit in the domain of Buddha's eyes, Buddha's head, Buddha's eyes. You have to settle yourself on the self, based on the word of Buddha's, Buddha's word, Buddha's word. If you don't understand, if you don't have any wisdom, if you don't have any wisdom to understand Zazen is not Buddha's practice, you don't know the. You cannot understand yourself. You cannot understand the truth of life. Even though you have many knowledge. You have countless knowledge through the education, through the study of a book, study of Zen Buddhism. So, as mentioned before, the doshi means the way-seeking mind means to tune, how to tune in the radio of your life force. To tune in the radio of your life force is how to exist without no joint, without any joint between the world and you, between you and Zazen, at least during sitting meditation. This is wisdom. This is wisdom. That's why the Buddha says, and Dogen then says, you have to sit. Practice Zazen, the Buddha's word. Buddha's word. The Buddha's word is no joint. No joint. Buddha's word doesn't have. Buddha's word has no joint between the world and Buddha, between the original general person and Buddha, between the you and Zazen, at least. During sitting meditation. Then, as long as you have to practice Zazen, you have to understand Zazen is the Buddha's practice. Buddha's practice. Not practice for the sake of attaining enlightenment for yourself, for human being. We have to practice Zazen for the sake of attaining enlightenment with all sentient beings. With all sentient beings means with Buddha. With Buddha. Means to practice Zazen with Buddha. With Buddha. Then non-Buddhists may be very clever, even though you have lots of clevers, lots of knowledge to understand. Cleverly, you don't understand the truth of the human being. So, at any cost, we have to have the wisdom, the prajna, the practice. Then, in the Buddha's last words, Nirvana Sutra, the practice. Practice knowledge, practice wisdom is to listen to the Buddha's teaching, but to listen the Buddha's teaching, to think Buddha's teaching, to practice Buddha's teaching. To listen the Buddha's teaching means to understand the truth of the word, Buddha's teaching, or human being. To think the Buddha's teaching is the meaning of the truth of the word, truth of the word, meaning of the truth, meaning of the Buddha's teaching. And to practice Buddha's teaching is how to control yourself, how to behave, in other words, how to tune in the radio of your life force. At the present, not past, not futures, you know, not future directions. You have to face toward the future, toward the forward, toward the direction of forward, and start to walk. Then how to tune in the radio of your life force? To tune in the radio of life force is to exist, to settle yourself on the self with no joint between you and Zazen, between you and anything, what you or whatever you may do. Study Buddhism, sweeping the world, sweeping the room, sweeping the Zendo, walking the street, whatever you may do. You have to settle on the self with no joint between two. This is wisdom. This is wisdom. At any cost, we have to listen to the Buddha's teaching, we have to think the Buddha's teaching, we have to practice Buddha's teaching. Making every effort to pick up the water by pump, water pump like this. If you leave the water pump of your own for a long time, it doesn't work. So you have to pour the water to pick up new water, you know, fresh water from the earth, bottom of the earth. You know, the moment when you pour the water in order to pick up fresh water from the earth, you have to make every effort fast, like this, you know, water pump. Through this such a practice, like water pump, such as listening to Buddha's teaching, thinking Buddha's teaching, the practice Buddha's teaching. In other words, in order to become happy, myself, and at the same time, all of you, sentient. That's why I made up my mind to stay at the Zen Center with all of you. Of course, there are lots of troubles around me, but I can't help. Because in order to become myself and at the same time all students of Zen Center and all sentient beings, I must be patient. That's why my name is Great Patience. That's a crazy name, I thought. What's so crazy? My name was given by my master, you know. Dai Ning, Great Patience. To tell the truth, I don't like it. For a couple years after becoming priest, I had the previous name, Yoshiyuki, this is previous name before the becoming priest. Dainin, the name of Dainin is the monastic name. Then I used my previous name, Yoshiyuki. Then my master scold me. Who you are? Who are you? Are you the Yoshiyuki Katagiri? Yoshiyuki Katagiri who had lots of delusions? Or are you a priest who was given the name Great Patient by me, you know? I scored. He was scored hard. So I stopped using previous name, Yoshiyuki. Even though, regardless of the idea whether or not I like my name, Dainin Katagiri, you know. My name is my name. My name should be used for not only for myself, but also for all sentient beings, for all students of Zen Center. So Yokodai says non-Buddhist may be very clever, but they lack prajna. To have wisdom is very important. So regardless of whether or not you understand the practice is, you try to practice. Through the practice, listening to the Buddha's teaching and thinking the Buddha's teaching, the practice Buddha's teaching. I hope you will find, I bet you will find wisdom, what wisdom is, how to control, how to behave yourself. Tonight I have been the speaker as a pinch hitter in spite of Suki Roshi until he will come, but he is not here. Thank you very much.